Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 239.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you're listening to my podcast, and I thank you so much for doing it. I'm telling you, I don't take any of you for granted that take the time out of your busy day to listen to what this old boy's got to say. I am humbled that so many download our podcast, over 10,000 downloads a week. It's been going strong since 2011 on the podcast, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for all the feedback. Thank you for the questions. Thank you for giving my family a lifestyle that, people that listen to this podcast, even when you don't buy anything and you just go over and look at something that I offer, a lot of times you don't realize it. Those people are sending us money just for sending you over there. So thank you. So I really want to tell you that. And I want to talk to you today about how you really, there's a mind shift that I'm seeing more and more as I get into this coaching and consulting world of helping people become an entrepreneur and helping them find, their purpose, their passion, what makes them, resonate, and showing them how to take those passions and turn it into a paycheck and how they can go to the next level, both in their personal and professional life. But there's one thing that I'm seeing in a lot of people, not everyone, but yeah, it's a lot of people when they're converting from or transitioning from being a employee to being an entrepreneur. It's a mind shift change. It's a complete mind shift. It's a whole new way of thinking, a whole new way of acting, a whole new way of expecting. And if you've been conditioned over the years as an employee, that doesn't make you less than. It doesn't make you worse. I'm not trying to say one's better than the other. I'm just saying they're different. And if you try to think like an employee when you're being an entrepreneur, you're going to fail. That lesson came crashing in today. There's a client that I met back fall of last year, has a very successful online blog, but never has made money with it. And that was his major complaint. Been doing this for many years. He has 100 times more traffic a day on his blog and website than I have on mine. Yet he hasn't made any money from it. And so he found me online somehow and wanted to use our services. And through the interview process, I could tell that there were some hesitancies I had up front, because I could tell that he wanted someone to just do it for him. He wanted to outsource the monetization of his site. And really, if you watch Shark Tank, if you listen to any of these entrepreneurs, any of these people that have really gone to the next level, one thing that I've heard Mark Cuban say, I've heard Gary Vaynerchuk say, I've heard John Maxwell say, anybody that's worth anything in the entrepreneurial space will tell you the number one thing that an entrepreneur has to know how to do is to monetize, and that is create an income stream for their business. There is no way that you're ever going to outsource that. And that gets into what I'm talking about today with shifting the way we think, a mind shift from being an employee to an employer. So, see, an employee can say, hey, I want to do this one task within this business and I want to get paid for it. But as an entrepreneur, my job is, it doesn't matter what the tasks are. My first goal, my first mandate, the first thing I've got to learn how to do is create an income stream for my business. It would be like in my business saying, all I want to do is podcast all day. All I want to do is just talk into this microphone. I don't want to have to deal with people individually. I don't want to have to answer sales questions. I don't want to have to do this. I don't want to have to do that. And I just want money to come in. I don't want any of the selling process or any of the marketing process. I just want to be able to talk. If I took on that mindset, then I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm an employee. And what I need to do is go try to find a radio station or a company that will pay me just to speak. And that's it. And I don't have to worry about the income streams and the revenues that the show generates. But because I'm an entrepreneur, I'm having to worry about, well, what is freelifequote.net paying me? What is, you know, terrywilson3.com/freebook paying me? How do I drive traffic over there? Because without driving that traffic over there, I don't get paid. You see, so there's a mind shift that has to happen. If all I want to do is just write on a blog all day and get paid, then I need to contact the Huffington Post or some other organization that wants writers, which, by the way, you can do that as an employee. Go to terrywilson3.com/writer, terrywilson3.com/writer, and get paid just to write. But if I want to be an entrepreneur, it's not enough to take the time to write a nice article or blog post. It's not enough just to drive traffic to it. I then have to convert that traffic. And so the process with this particular client in a coaching, they just wasn't getting any traction with their business. So they brought us on. And their first 2 or 3 months, they really didn't make any changes, didn't have any coaching sessions. We had one coaching session, gave out 4 pointers. And as I can see today, they've only done 1 of the 4 things we told them. And now they're frustrated because they've invested in our coaching package and stuff. And so I was just, you know, thinking to myself and honestly praying, Lord, how did this happen and how can I prevent it again? What are some things that I can say or do? I don't think there was anything I could have done differently in this case, but it sort of inspired the show that if you're out there and you're wanting to create an opportunity for yourself, if you're wanting to go to the next level, if you know that there's greatness on the inside of you, which there are, one of the things that you're going to have to start thinking differently. You know, as the good book says, as a man thinketh, so is he. If you think like an employee, you'll always be an employee. And if you think like an employee and you try to be an entrepreneur, you're going to starve. Because see, as an employee, I have outsourced my income to someone else and I've let them tell me what I'm worth. I've let them say what this task is worth. I have let them dictate my time and what task I do. But in exchange, I don't have to worry about what money's coming in. Entrepreneurship, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, I want the freedom and I want the ability to do what I want to do and enjoy work when I want. And all of this, and I want to make all this great money, and I want to have all this freedom, but then say, but I want to outsource, I want to make someone else responsible for my income. It doesn't work that way. And if you go into any entrepreneurial venture thinking like that, you're setting yourself up for frustration. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that. In my book on page, let's see, what page is this? Page 16, chapter 2, I start off with a quote that I love so much from Miriam Williams. She's a spiritual activist and author, and she says this, our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? See, you're a child of God. You playing small does not serve the world at all. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people will not feel insecure around you. We all are meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I want to tell you today, you were made from and for and with greatness. You can do whatever you set your mind to. But I'm telling you, some things you have got to change your mind about. Don't walk away from a situation, a business opportunity, a new venture, thinking you can't do it. You might not be able to do it with your current mindset. You might not be able to do it with your current way of thinking. But I challenge you not to stop the activity, but stop the way you're thinking about the activity. It has been my experience after having over 3,000 clients and coaching all of them at some level or the other, that the ones who make great and the ones who make poor, it's not based on talent. It's not necessarily based on so much skill set. It is based on their mindset. Money and the ability to earn more is all about the way you think. The one truth that everyone at some point has to learn to embrace is that your success, your achievement, your ascent to greatness is not merely an act of self-interest, but it really is a service to society. How else are you able to bring value to your friends and your family or community if you don't meet your mandate for greatness? How are your unemployed neighbors going to find jobs if you don't start that business that you dream of? How are struggling families able to find success if you don't model what success looks like first? Somehow, a counterfeit humility and piety has convinced many to settle for second place in order to avoid challenging others' comforts. Nothing is wrong with humility, but first, there needs to be something to be humble about. See, a poor man that does not brag about what he does not have is not being humble. He's just being honest. It is the rich guy that does not flaunt it or make you feel less than that is really being humble. See, clinging to an idea that I do not want to achieve because I'm trying to stay humble is a misunderstanding of humility and a contradiction of term. The fact is, most people, when they really start to test their reasoning and rationale, will find that while it is just easier to expect less and desire little, however, is that not really more selfish when we think that way? To just expect less and take it easier so that we don't have to deal with frustrations? You see, if I ever believe that I have been called to something greater, then I'm responsible for that, aren't I? There is no guilty conscience as long as I believe that my status quo is my lot in life. The moment I start to realize I could have more, be more, experience more, I then become responsible to having to do something about it. See, the biggest lie we all are tempted with is that somehow settling for less will cost us little. Never mind that our finances, health, quality of life, and all of that could be, should be, and is made to be more. The fact is, there is a high cost to low living. On the surface, it may seem that settling for that low-paying guaranteed paycheck or accepting that unhealthy relationship is the path of least resistance. However, the accumulative cost of missed opportunity will catch up with you one day. Missed opportunity always costs more than the initial investment to do something that would have cost. See, I consult with people, like I said, on a day-to-day basis. And I can't tell you, I've consulted with 10, 20, 30-year veterans of various industries and the victims of downsizes, economic shifts, or complete market disruptions within their fields. And they all have the same story inevitably at some point. Without exception, they tell me, I wanted to go independent, do something, become an entrepreneur 10, 15, 20 years ago, but I was just too comfortable and scared to change. Now, years later, the guaranteed gig is up and that what they were banking on is no longer there and they're near retirement. See, the biggest fallacy perpetrated on most people, especially working class people, is this misnomer of guarantees. See, I've been an entrepreneur now for over 25 years. Back in 2008, I lost the business. I took a risk and the market shift and everything that happened pulled me under. But guess what? I had employees. I had over 22 employees. And they lost their jobs too. They were banking on guarantees, lost the job. I was banking on greatness and lost the job. But I didn't lose opportunity. During those years that I had that business, I made decent money. So I'm telling you today, don't fall for this misnomer of guarantees. I'm not saying throw it all on black. I'm not telling you to just, you know, throw care to the wind. I'm saying be wise about what you do, but bank on yourself. Bank on the greatness that was deposited inside of you. You can do and be and experience more if you will believe and you will shift your mind and you will allow yourself to start thinking on higher levels about higher things. There's no shame in trying something and it not working out. But dadgum, if I want to one day wake up and say, man, I wished to, I could have, I should have, what about? That's no way to live. Bank on yourself. Bet on yourself. Trust that which was given to you and deposited inside of you. Start small. It don't have to be some huge risk. If you want to start something and you want to go somewhere and you want to do something and you're just trying to figure out, Terry, what can I do? Go to terrywilson3.com/apply. We will show you exactly. We've got ways that you can start working for yourself right now to earn more, and it don't even cost you anything up front. You can start on our free side and then become a paying member later on if you want. But I'm telling you, if not now, when? If not this, then what? If not today, then when? Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.